covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
Let me tell you how it All righty, my friends, welcome back to it. It's Tuesday. Donald Trump comes out and rolls out a new plan on taxes that would eliminate taxes altogether from the federal government for some 31 million Americans. It would also lower taxes on the wealthy. And to me, it seems like he has found a new populist theme to power his campaign potentially. Here's what he had to say about it.
This is a plan that's simple, that's a major reduction. I think people are going to be very happy. We've already had some very good reviews. I did the plan with some of the leading scholars and economists and tax experts that there are in this country. They love it. They say, why hasn't this been done before? And this is my wheelhouse. That's what I do well. The economy is what I do well. Whenever they do polls, I always come out way above everybody else on the economy and on leadership, by the way, but I won't say that.
He won't say that, of course. Our next guest, John Pollack, a tax and financial strategist, here to break down the Donald Trump plan. Mr. Pollack, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you, sir. All right, so you've heard what he has to say. Four tax brackets, 0, 10, 20, and 25. For example, the highest earners in America, those a couple that makes over $300,000 would pay 25%. But for most people, the highest tax bracket now is 39.6%, for example. That will come back. The corporate tax rate will come down to 15%. 31 million people won't pay any taxes at all. What do you make of it?
Actually, 31 million additional people won't pay taxes.
All right.
So there'll be 100 million people not paying taxes. So that's probably the part about it I don't like, because I don't like people not paying taxes, because if they're not contributing, then they get stuff for free. And when you get stuff for free, you want more stuff for free.
That's the way it works.
Yeah, that's exactly the way it works. But overall, I love it. I mean, obviously, I'm going to have a direct benefit from it because my taxes are going to go down. So I'm all for it for there. But, you know, we're a tax planning firm, so we have a vested interest in a complicated, messy tax code, because we know how to lower the taxes in the current tax code. So a more simple tax code will be bad for our business, but it will be good for the U.S. economy, and I'm for helping the U.S. economy.
Well, certainly. So, okay, 100 million people don't pay taxes. Taxes go up in some places and not in other places. So you don't like the fact that 100 million people don't pay taxes. So is there any merit in this? Because here's what I see here. I see a populist theme from Donald Trump, another populist theme. You know, he's already winning on the debate on immigration, clearly. But I mean, that's the one thing that has pushed his poll numbers to where they are. If he comes along with a plan that I saw yesterday, initial response, 69% of the people being asked, and there were a lot of people answering, were benefiting, they thought, from this tax plan. If somebody comes along with a plan that benefits 69% of the American people, that person will become president.
Yeah, so this is where he is really, really good. I mean, the guy is a master marketer. He didn't spend any time on the stuff that actually will help the economy. He basically spent time on the stuff that helps individual people. The reduction of the corporate tax, he kind of slid over, which is really good for the economy, because corporations don't pay taxes. People do. So they just pass those costs on to the individual anyways. But there's billions of dollars overseas that aren't being brought back into the country because the taxes are so high here. We have one of the highest corporate tax rates in the world. So businesses are moving.
You know, I want to stop you right there, because it fascinates me. I know you're right, and I know we pay these incredibly high corporate tax rates, and yet if you tell a liberal that, they'll tell you that, well, they cut this, they get away with that, they don't pay anything, corporations in America don't pay anything. I know my companies pay through the teeth. You know, my
right.
Small companies pay a lot in taxes, but you can't tell somebody on the left that.
Well, there are certain types of corporate structures, which he's picked on, actually. The hedge funds, the way they do their interest carry, they create these very, very sophisticated organizations that need lots of lawyers and lots of accountants to run. But if the tax is 35% versus zero, it's worth it to spend the money on the accountants and the lawyers. We've got major corporations moving from entire states. I'm in Texas, and we're the net receiver of Toyota, State Farm. They're moving here to save 8% in state taxes. So what do corporations do to save 20% in corporate taxes? They leave stuff overseas. So and with another thing that drives me nuts about this discussion is every single time someone reduces the tax rates across the board, like what Trump is proposing, is revenue goes up to the Treasury every single time. When the Democrats did it with Kennedy, revenue went up. When Reagan did it, it went up for a couple decades. But lower taxes help the economy. Business owners like myself that are in the highest tax brackets, not because I make the money, it's because I have an S-Corp, and on December 31st, whatever's in my bank account gets taxed, which takes
That's
away
right.
from me being able to do other things with it, like grow my business.
Right, but you know, my accountant still tells me S-Corp is the best way to go currently. I don't know. I mean, we have these discussions all the time, my accountant and I.
I
look at the tax and I say, is there a better way? And he says,
not
really.
For our clients, we split it. We do an S and a C.
Now, how do you do that?
You do two corporations, and then you pay the, see, this is the type of stuff no one knows exists in the marketplace. But so what you would do is you would pay a management fee to the C corporation. The C corporation will allow you to pay only 15% on retained earnings. So you can retain $50,000 a year up to $250,000 over 5 years. So there are some ways to still play games, but simplifying the code is going to eliminate those games. We play them for our clients, and our clients pay, objectively, most of our clients pay less taxes now under Obama than they did under Bush because they had pain and they wanted to solve the pain. But I'm for a simpler tax code. I don't care what it does to my business. I'm an entrepreneur. I'll adapt. I'll be fine. But I want a simpler tax code. I want a robust, on-fire U.S. economy.
Yeah, you are you're a risk taker, and so you're going to do that no matter what happens. You're going to take it on, and you're like me.
Yeah, you know, I really don't care what the – I usually don't watch the news unless someone's going to interview me. Then I'm going to have to catch up on stuff. Because the attitude I have is regardless of what's thrown – I get one vote just like you, and whatever's thrown at me, I'm going to adapt to it. You know, I was despondent when Obama got elected. I'm obviously right-leaning, but – you know, I got out of bed the next morning, I went to work, and I built an entire company around the mess that he created, and most of our clients are paying less taxes now than they did under Bush. So they love us.
And so, hold on. If that's true, and I guess that's being reflected, you mentioned how the revenue is going up. I think we just set back-to-back all-time records for the amount of money collected by the Internal Revenue Service. So I guess there is a cause and effect there, even if it's an unintended consequence, there it is. And if we lower tax again, whether it's under Donald Trump's plan or somebody else's plan, revenues are going to go up. If it helps the individual and it helps the companies, it should help the economy, although you still don't like 100 million people getting a free ride.
Yes. I still don't like 100 million people getting a free ride, but if he does something, which he won't talk about this probably until after the election, he'll have to do something with the earned income credit because those are tax eaters. They don't pay any money in and they actually take money out. They actually get a refund for stuff they never did.
Well, it's a welfare plan. I mean, you can call it whatever
plan.
You want. It's welfare, period.
I mean,
when people are getting $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 back that they never paid into the system, that's a government check. And when you get a government check for your lifestyle, we call that welfare where I came from. You can call it whatever you want.
My son gets it. I mean, he goes to school. He files his tax return every year from his, you know, waiting job as he goes to school, and he gets a check back, and he doesn't pay in what he gets back.
What?
So. It's
Guess your son's on welfare like everybody else. I'll give
you
20 seconds for the last word.
Yeah, more money in the economy, both on the business and on consumer side, is going to drive the economy. That's good.
Well, John, I greatly appreciate it. Good conversation, tax and financial strategist. Will Donald Trump's plan appeal to the masses? We'll find out. It's Tuesday on the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.